Our next guest is conducting a study that looks at storing wind energy in abandoned mine pits on the Iron Range. Dr. Don Fosnacht is a metallurgical engineer with the Natural Resources Research Institute in Duluth, and he joins us here now by phone. This study sounds really fascinating. It's a little puzzling. How is it possible to store wind energy in abandoned mine pits?
Well, what we're trying to do there is take advantage of what you normally have when you look at, well, say an apple falling from a tree. It's the potential energy if you have two different heights. So what the different Iron Ranges have is abandoned mine pits, which have a lot of water. And what we would try to do is create two basins, one at a higher elevation and one at a lower elevation, where we could store the energy basically up into that upper basin until we need it, and then we would allow it to flow to the lower basin through a turbine, which also is a pump. And when it goes through the turbine, it generates the electricity you need at that time. And if you look at what the state wants to do in renewable energy, they want to go to about 25% renewables by 2025 for, you know, companies like Great River Energy or Minnesota Power, and at the 30% for Xcel Energy. And they're doing this with largely wind power. Well, the wind doesn't always blow at the times when you need the electricity, so we would use the electricity in those times when otherwise it would go to waste to pump the water up to that upper reservoir. And then it's available to generate the power when you need it. So, for example, we visited a very large facility in Ludington, Michigan, where they created the upper reservoir right above the lake, and they're actually using Lake Michigan as the lower reservoir. So it's a very interesting technology. It gives you a lot of flexibility, and it's one of the two technologies that is large enough to store energy that makes it very efficient relatively from a cost and capital standpoint.
So it's really like a almost totally clean energy source. You got clean water, and you have wind, and there's no carbon footprint from it at all then, right?
It costs you some energy to pump it up. It's about 85% efficient, but the alternative would be that you're curtailing the wind turbines and not using electricity that's being generated from them anyway. So we think it's one of these things where it could be a very good stabilizing technology for the continued use of wind power. Another important aspect of that is that it's very difficult to manage intermittent power sources, probably beyond about 14% of the total amount of energy you have in the system. And you need some kind of storage device. So this is what we think is one of the more practical ones.
Are there any drawbacks to using abandoned mine pits and water to store energy this way?
Well, you know, we've looked at that in some detail, and we think that the key is, there's three keys. First, you don't want to be near an active mine site where you're fracturing rock, because you can create some micro cracks, and you don't want the water to seep away. So you have to be cognizant of where you're at. The other thing is that we want to have more of a closed-loop system, so we're not really causing the water to flow out of the system at all. And that's the nice thing about creating an upper and lower reservoir with a contained water source. It's just going to go back up and down. And the third thing is looking at stability of the slopes of your pits, and we think all that can be basically handled. And the other key one is to be near the transmission systems that exist. And fortunately, both Great River Energy and Minnesota Power have a lot of transmission lines along the range. And so we think that's one that can really be accommodated.
And there's quite a few abandoned mine pits on the Iron Range, too.
There's all sorts of them. We actually evaluated 45 different sites. And, we had pretty extensive touring of across the range, and so we narrowed it down to about 17 geographical areas along a 110-mile length of the Mesabi Iron Range, and we think of those, the top five ought to be evaluated in much more detail.
We're talking with Dr. Don Fosnacht of UMD's Natural Resources Research Institute. He's conducting a study looking at pumped hydro energy storage using abandoned mine pits on the Iron Range. Anything else you want to add, Dr. Fosnacht?
What we have to do next, basically, is look at in more detail in conjunction with both the power companies who are interested in this, and then to have more discussion with the public to see if they think this is a good idea. We did some initial screening work with some of our team members, and we feel that it has enough potential there that we ought to look at this in some detail, because it'll create a way to keep going in terms of renewable energy and at the same time create jobs on the Iron Range. I might add that this was a combined team effort. We actually had researchers from the Humphrey Institute, the St. Anthony Falls Laboratory, UMD Civil Engineering Department, and then the Natural Resources Research Institute involved with this. And I think all the team members did an excellent job for the specific tasks they were assigned. So I just want to make that note.
To learn more, go to the NRRI website at nrri.umn.edu. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Fosnack.
You're welcome.